We haven't forgotten about you, Vincent, in March. We're coming to you to talk mirrors in just a second. But first, Yusuf wants to ask you a question about dehydrating in a bath, Ginny. Hello, Ahmed, sorry.
Ahmed, yes. Hi.
Hello.
I have a question about water consumption and dehydration. I know you're not supposed to go without consuming water for 3 or 4 days, but I was wondering if a person would be, say, submerged in a bath or in some kind of, you know, fresh water, would that stop that person from dehydrating and needing to consume water?
The short answer is no. Your skin is pretty waterproof. That's why we can go out in the rain and we don't get all soggy. Well, our clothes might, but our skin's actually pretty waterproof. Although if you were in somewhere very, very hot, sitting in water might actually help stop you from dehydrating just because it would keep you cool, so you'd sweat less, but you wouldn't actually be able to absorb it through your skin. Now, there was a group of researchers in Denmark who actually decided to test this, but rather than using water, they thought it'd be a bit more fun to do it with vodka. So they sat with their feet in a bath of vodka for a while, and they tested their blood alcohol levels, and they found that they didn't get drunk at all. So that just shows that you're not absorbing things through your skin like that.
We did interview them on this programme, Ginny, and they did say that although they didn't absorb any alcohol according to the blood test, they did all start talking very loudly and telling rather raucous jokes. So it had a psychological effect, if not a physiological one.
Well, I wouldn't have been surprised if they'd inhaled some alcohol fumes and got drunk that way. I'd be quite interested to know, though, if their feet went wrinkly, because we all know that our fingers and toes go wrinkly in the bath, and people used to think that that was because you were absorbing water through your skin. But actually, some recent research at Newcastle suggests that it's evolved to help us grip objects when our hands are wet. And they think it's actually down to your nerves, because if you've got nerve damage, it doesn't happen. So they found that people were much better at picking up marbles underwater when their hands had been in water for a while, so their fingers had gone wrinkly. So it works a bit like the tread on tyres, but it's actually controlled by your nerves, not by you absorbing water through your skin.
So there you are, Ahmed. You wouldn't be able to survive the dehydration, but you would nonetheless be able to pick things up beside the bath very, very well.
Very useful.
Great to have you on the show. Thanks for calling
me. Thank you very much.